25 years ago, through the Americans with Disabilities Act, our nation committed itself to eliminating discrimination against people with disabilities. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the signing of the ADA. The U.S. Justice Department has stepped up to make a concentrated effort to continue to enforce the law and all that goes with it. Joining me to talk about that is Kevin Teckow of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know, first, it's hard to believe that it's been 25 years since ADA was enacted.
That's true. And in Iowa, we're very proud that one of the chief architects of the ADA was native son of Iowa, Tom Harkin, a longtime U.S. senator.
You know, and even though the law's been in effect for a couple of decades, there's still challenges with the law.
Certainly, every day. We know that the ADA has made a huge impact for those with disability, which encompass some 20% of the population, but there's still much to be done every day.
Most recently, there have been some questions about service dogs and when they're allowed in certain establishments and that kind of thing. Is there a distinction between a service dog and a therapy dog and how each is handled?
There is, and that's actually a developing issue between federal law and state law. There are some differences, but if there are concerns, our office is always willing to investigate to make sure that the ADA law is in compliance.
You know, and the ADA is much more than curb cuts and lifts and ramps and that kind of thing. We see it in practice all the time.
That's right. It's made a huge difference for those with disabilities in employment. Some estimates have made that it's made a 50% increase in good-paying jobs for those with disability, access to public transportation, better access to public schools, better access to camps in the summer, as well as making sure that voting places are in compliance with ADA access as well.
On Monday, your office in downtown Cedar Rapids at the Federal Building is going to be part of a commemoration of the ADA. Talk a little bit about what you have planned.
Well, we felt it was important because it's one of our highest priorities to enforce civil rights through the ADA. We invited a number of our partners in the not-for-profit area that advocate for those with disability to come to our commemoration ceremony and say a few words how it's made impact on the people that they help serve.
And what can people expect to see?
We have 10 different groups that have accepted our invitation. Including the Deaf Islands Against Abuse, the Black Hawk Consolidated Communication Center, which helps with 911 texting for those that are hearing impaired, Brain Injury Alliance, Midwest Military Outreach, National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, are just a couple of the groups that are going to be talking about the impact the ADA has made in everyday life for those with disabilities.
And I'm certain it's going to be very interesting to see what the next 25 years of ADA brings.
That's right. And actually, we're doing a project right now with a qualified architect because we think it's very important that those with disabilities have equal access to restaurants, to stores, to dairy product stores, ice cream vendors, if you will, in the summer. And so we've actually have an initiative ongoing now to ensure that there is compliance throughout the Northern District of Iowa, and there'll be more information on that coming forward over the next few months.
Kevin Teckow of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Cedar Rapids, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
I appreciate having a chance to visit with you.